Calling him and telling him what's what. And then the man cussed Pastor Long out. And when Pastor Long asked what he's done, Pastor Long, he simply hung up. See, my pastor wasn't a man who would get on your level. He didn't cuss you out or try to push you out. And unless he was on the pulpit getting fired up, he didn't ever scream and shout. He didn't just watch boxing. He liked Titanic. In the sermon, he quoted the captain of the ship. The captain said, "Not even God himself can sink this boat." To which Pastor responded, "Well, buddy, he did it with an ice chip." Then Pastor Long warned us to be careful what we utter, because the very words can be thrown back in your face. And when you have to eat the words that you said, they may have a bitter taste. And he wasn't wrong what he told us. It's in the Bible we read that we will give an account for every action we've completed and for every word we've said. Speaking of words, Pastor Long had a lot of them, especially when talking about his father on the heavenly throne. He loved to preach and tell his life stories. He was very happy holding his microphone. He would preach a while, then talk a little more, and BK would play the sit-down music. You know, on the organ, the signal to tell Pastor to be quiet, but Pastor Long always ignored. But the one thing he didn't ignore was someone being called out of name, or out of position, rather. Just ask BK and Adrian how they got lectured and in trouble when Pastor Long heard them call each other elder. He explained to them how they hadn't earned that title because they were just two young babes, and they would not earn the privilege of that title, not for many, many more decades. So elder was not something he called his kids. He nicknamed Kelly Fat Rat and Chris Boom Boom. And he and Mom used to joke and call BK a preacher, in which the Holy Ghost fire to consume. He called his wife a lit first lady. They were married half a century. I know he loves her, and she was his favorite person. I watched him look at her adoringly. But Cameron said she was his absolute favorite. She and her papa said jokingly, and whenever she locked herself out of her house, her papa would be there with the only spare key. He was always there for his children and grandchildren, and for his wife, he stood proudly by her side. But he once got a call from the church for an emergency. He had to go to Cameron's house and kill a spider. Her papa was a hero, too, which they enjoyed, going for breakfast and having photo sessions, and eating out with Sister Valerie Kim's Nana, laughing and learning life lessons. Cameron claims she was his favorite, so I'm a little confused at the entrance to the workforce you choose. She chose to work at Chick-fil-A, and you know how Pastor felt about chicken. That was the only meat he would not choose. In Revelations 19:7, it says, "Blessed are those invited to the marriage supper." So I imagine there's a buffet in heaven with all the food for the picking. So I can imagine Pastor Long eating from a golden platter, telling the angels, "No, I'm going to pass on the chicken." But on a serious note, he did not just oppose chicken. He opposed unholiness and sin. Mm-hmm. He opposed anything contrary to the word, and he never relented or caved in. Mm-hmm. But in that, he was never disrespectful to anyone. He treated us as gifts, God's creation. So it's not surprising his son, Chris, has advanced skills in peaceful mediation. His pops was the ultimate example of peace and compassion, an example of how to be an amazing father. The traits he obtained from watching his dad can be witnessed how Chris raises his daughter. Pastor Long was an example of how family man is supposed to be, how to take care of your house and your home, the place you raise your family. He did the manly stuff of taking care of his home, working to keep his grass cut lower. And at times, the grass might have seemed unruly, but that was because Carly wrecked his lawnmower. He was trying to teach Carly to drive, and apparently she could not see, because Carly ran his beloved treasured lawnmower straight into a whole tree. Now, I was not there, and I didn't see it happen, I imagine. Carly was horrified, and Cameron was laughing. I'm sure they were both disappointed, but I'm sure he embraced her with compassion, because that was just his nature, his loving, patient fashion. Obviously, he encouraged her own to continue practicing and thrive. But she may steer clear of lawnmowers to this day, but she is now licensed to drive. So now we've cleared up the mystery of why Carly never studied landscaping. She went on to study in the country of China, but not before Pastor Long made her watch the movie Taken. He wanted her to know the risk, to be cautious, be alert, be aware. And if she were ever kidnapped and sold into slavery, I'm sure he'll try to be right there. And though he isn't physically with us, he's left a deep impression on our soul. Now the soles of his feet have earned him walks on streets that are paved with gold.
Come on.
Because eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him and has willingly yielded to his plan. So we can't even comprehend what Pastor will see, not even in our grandest of dreams. But in my heart, I truly know he made it to heaven, and he is where the angels are seen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We thank Sister D for that, and we now have a selection. Okay, by his son, Bradley. Amen. The song that's on their selection, But God, this was Pastor Long's favorite song that he would have BK play all the time. And Minister Jerome was supposed to be here to sing that song, but he had an emergency. So BK is going to sing. Amen?
Amen.
Hello, everyone. I've sung at many funerals. Did not think that I would be singing at my dad so soon. And one thing he told me before he passed, as I was getting over the coronavirus, he was just getting it. And I said, well, Dad, you all right? He said, well, I'm doing all right. He said, you worry about Bradley, and I worry about Papa. And I said, okay, then, I'll call and check on you. That's all right. So I'm gonna try to sing this song. I'm probably going to mess up the words. My voice is probably going to crack. But I just wanted to sing this for Dad. I will keep you in
perfect peace.
My soul, my soul, my soul.
From Sister Patricia Long. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Resolutions, and you know y'all done got this place on fire up here. You can't just be still. But I honor the Lord for being here. To my pastor, Pastor Long, which is in his absence, that's hard to believe. To Leg Lady Valerie Long, to our speaker, and to my husband. I honor my husband today, Minister Gary Long Jr. I thank God for him. I thank God for, you know, here. Well, I want to point, but it all started with Maury. It all started with Maury, who introduced me to this beloved family. We just honor the Lord today. We honor God. I thank God for my father-in-law, who has been just a jewel to us. I thank God for all. We're going to have two resolutions that we're going to
read today.
You know, as I stand up here, I think about one thing, and I'm going to move along. But I think about Pastor was always talking about, he said, when he ministered, just about every time he said, I'm going to run. If I could, I'd run around this church. He said, when the Lord healed me, I'm going to run.
Yeah.
How many of y'all know the pastor? That spine is in shape now. Yeah. How many of y'all know that the legs is back together again? How many of y'all know that pastor's going to run? Run, pastor, run. Hallelujah. I just kept thinking about that. I said, pastor's going to run. He's running. He's home now. He's whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. This first resolution is from Pastor Godfrey F. Campbell and his church. It says, letter of respect for Pastor Hayes Long, 2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Our hearts are deeply saddened and ache by the transitioning of our beloved Pastor Hayes Long. We express our condolences to elect Lady Valerie and the entire Long and Jesus New Testament Holiness Church family. On behalf of our Pastor Godfrey and Tara Campbell and Faith Builders of Deliverance Holiness Church of Racine, I guess this is Wisconsin. Pastor Long was an adored husband, father, grandfather, brother, uncle, spiritual father, and friend to many. His presence will be intensely missed. Pastor and elect lady have been a tremendous impact in our lives and a spiritual journey for over 30 years. More than words can express, the pastor had a God. Had for God's people. The love Pastor had for God's people was undeniable. His labors of love, gentle mannerism, holy, humble spirit, and affectionate smile will never be forgotten, for he truly reflected God's intimate vision. We believe Pastor Long demonstrated 2 Timothy 2:3. There, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier and have fought the good fight of faith. We further believe he fulfilled his course. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my faith, my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. Our thoughts and prayers will continue to cover the Long and Jesus New Testament family. Furthermore, we will continue to petition God's comfort and strength for all of you. May Pastor Hayes Long life, work, and legacy forever be cherished in the hearts and demonstrated through reflections and indelible memories through your presence in other lives. For he left behind a treasure of love and affection to all that he embraced. And although we may grieve at the present, heaven is rejoicing. Revelation 14:13. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. To the family, we know your loss is deep and your sorrow is great. But we want you to know that we share in your sorrow. But more importantly, we recognize that this loss is heaven's gain. When it is all over, we would like you to remember In case there's a time you just need some cheer. In case there's a problem you would like us to bear, to hear. In case there's a favor you would like us to do. We're here if you need us to help to see you through. Humbly submitted on this ninth day of January 2020. We do have another one here. This one is from Golden Gates and United Ministries of Memphis, Tennessee. Resolution in love and memory of Pastor Hayes Long Jr. We, the officers and members of the United Ministries of Golden Gate Church, express our heartfelt sympathy to First Lady Valerie Long and the entire bereaved family and friends of Pastor Hayes Long Jr. Whereas Pastor Hayes Long Jr. has answered the call of our Heavenly Father on the 2nd of January 2021, we bow in humble submission to the will of God. Psalms 116 and 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Romans 14 and 8, if we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Prayerfully submitted, Pastor Robert E. Miller, Senior, and Evangelist Patricia B. Crosby Miller. This one more. And this one is from the Jesus New Testament Holiness Church family for our dear beloved Pastor Hayes Long Jr. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. For I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. Whereas Pastor Hayes Long Jr. of the Jesus New Testament Holiness Church passed from this life on January the 2nd, 2021, and whereas the death of Pastor Hayes Long Jr. does not diminish the profound benediction of a life lived in such godly service, nor our admiration and affection for his family, his church, and all those that knew him. And whereas Pastor Hayes Long Jr. faithfully attended God's most urgent admonition to follow in the footsteps of the righteous, seek justice in circumstances, and care for the least among us as if they were the dearest. And whereas Pastor Hayes Long Jr. was the pastor of this church family for approximately 38 years, and freely gave of his time and energy as a leader. Whereas our beloved Pastor Long embraced the all-forgiving presence of God from his earliest days and strove to inhabit these same qualities of compassion throughout exemplary life. Whereas his beautiful wife of 50 years, elect lady, Valerie Long, his children, his family, and friends are deeply saddened at his departure, as are all who were touched by his generous and kind spirit. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we bid all who are now in mourning to take comfort in knowing that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Therefore, be it further resolved that we bow to greater will than our own and rest in knowing that one day we will be united in joy and in the fullness of God's mercy. Humbly submitted in faith and appreciation for the gift of our time with our beloved Pastor Hayes Long Jr. on this date, January the 9th, 2021, by the Jesus New Testament Holiness Church, from labor to reward. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We have one more. This is, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's John 14, 16 through 18. To Sister Valerie Long and the entire Long family and the Jesus New Testament Holiness Church family, my husband and I were so sorry to hear of the passing of our brother and friend, Pastor Long. We do rejoice in the knowledge, however, that he now resides in the place where there should be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. It's Revelations 22 and 5. We know he now reigns with the one he served. We will always cherish his memories. We were blessed to witness his quiet and humble spirit. His many acts of kindness as he visited the sick gave words of encouragement to those who needed it, and the display of his love for God's people, the Word of God, and his Savior. He had such a gentle spirit and was about the business of the kingdom. Pastor Long now rests in God's bosom. The scripture tells us, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. He now rests from his labors. His works will follow him, and we pray you will continue to walk in the steps he took to further the cause of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know that his desire would be that you would continue in Christ so you will see him again in that place we all strive to reach, that city called heaven. Your family is in our prayers. We point you, God, our comforter, who is always with you. God has welcomed his servants into his loving arms. His work is completed, and now he is at rest. Rest in the knowledge that God will never leave you. He lives in you and will not leave you comfortless. Know you continue to be in our, you will continue to be in our prayers, and that we are only a phone call away. With love, Deacon Ronald. That's Deacon Robert and Sister Vernon Thornton. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're getting ready for the acknowledgments. And after the acknowledgments from Sister Allison Wade, you will then be in the hands of Minister Maury Long. And I do want to say, as I give up the mic, I thank God for Jesus New Testament Holiness Church. There's so many, they may not have called Sister Valerie, but so many called me and asked, what can we do? How can we help? So I'm thankful, grateful for you all, for your participation, for your help during this time. So, acknowledgments, Sister Allison.
The family of Pastor Hayes Long would like to acknowledge the prayers, gifts, and words of encouragement from all who have been extremely kind and generous during this time of sorrow. Your many acts of kindness confirms that you embrace the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your heart and will never be forgotten. Please keep us in your prayers. May Almighty God bless each of you. Again, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Come on, people of God, stand up on your feet. And just give God a heck of a prayer for our great leader. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, give God a heck of a praise, amen, for this great man of God. Hallelujah. 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 I need your help this morning. You help me, we'll do it. We'll go out with a bang the way it's passed along. We'd like for it to be. Is that all right?
Amen.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
I got half y'all over here. Is that all right? My left side, the long side. I understand y'all. Yeah. I understand us. Is that all right, long side? I know.
That's all right.
Look for my brother there. He is. He watching football on his phone, y'all. I'm praying for him. Amen. We thank God. It's such a joyous occasion. I know it may seem like a sad time, but this is what we serve God for. This is why we pray. This is why we fast. This is why we come to church. This is why we lay all those pleasures of life that you and I lay down. Some of us still wrestling with, but still, we lay them down for this moment.
Amen.
Meeting God in peace.
Yes.
Meeting the Lord in peace. Man, let me read my scripture before I hit it myself. Amen. Reading John, the 4th chapter, 24 to 29. You can keep your brain seats. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way unto the city, and said to the men, come see a man.
You better preach.
Which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
You better
man,
preach, man.
Today's time we're going to talk about come see a man.
Come on now. Go ahead. All right.
I mean, we thank God, amen, for passed along. We know how great he was in the spirit, but naturally, amen. We know how great of a man. I know that he called everybody doctor. I think every university man, he called him doctor. Amen. We know when he ministered, I'm going to miss the time that when he ministered, amen, we have an anointed flowing servant. He gets the mic afterwards. I'm talking about, even if he preached afterwards. But he came back up the second time around. Amen. He would talk, and I remember four missing times. Pastor Long first to have that personal conversation. That's enough, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Pastor. That's it, Pastor. VK Echo, they made all the organ. What a time. And then we have. Amen. I understand, amen, him being alone, we typically speak long. I mean, time is not of essence. As it's been said by us, time is not of essence. You've heard a couple of long speak already, so you understand that. We sometimes wrestle and struggle with time. But we also learn, as long, we are people that can laugh at any situation.
Amen.
We got that from Pastor Long's mother, Elnora Long. And any situation, long people can laugh at any situation. We can turn whatever it is into a joke. Whatever it may be, you turn it into a joke. I tell people the funniest things happen in church. But we can turn anything into a joke. But Pastor Long was a humble man. He was a quiet man. He was an observant man. The thing I love about Pastor Long, sometimes he was such an anointed man that his humbleness often deceived many people. What I mean by that is this. The man of God was so powerful in God. There's no place that I've been, you tell me if you've been there, that you saw blinded eyes open. They're right here.
Come on.
There's no place that I've been before that I've seen the dead raised. But right here. There's no place that I've seen before all sorts of sickness and diseases healed. But right here. There's one place that I've been before to see devils cast out continuously. Then right here. There's no other place that I've been before that's seen a man give of himself in such a way. And those same individuals walk away as if he never did a thing.
Come on, I know what you're saying.
Then right here.
Go ahead, minister.
Build it, preacher.
He was such an humble man that with all that glory and all that anointing and all that experience, you would talk to him and never know. You would think he's just an average man. Uh-huh. But I'm reminded of that man, the disciples were out with Jesus on the ocean, and the storm came, and Jesus spoke to the wind. When it subsided, the disciples said, "What manner of man is this?" Passed along, I believe, and I know, I mean, spiritually, the angel said, "What manner of man is this?" The Lord, you have endowed him and equipped him with such an anointing, and you trust him so that the signs and wonders that we read about, we see here because of this man.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Come and see.
Hallelujah.
An anointed man.
Hallelujah.
I'm reminded of this situation here at Jacob's well. Jesus sitting here, he walks, he's bobbing, and he's tired. There comes a Samaritan woman coming up, and Jesus sees her. Give me something to drink. And of course, you know, she went, starts to go back, and they start to have a conversation. We don't even deal with Jews. Mm-hmm. He said, if you knew who you were speaking with, right, I would give you more than just water. Right. She began to talk about then, going on further about the fact that, well, religion is of this. And you're saying that religion is from here. Are you saying now that you're greater than Moses, mm-hmm, our father that have come here? Mm-hmm. He began to talk about it, tell the... There's so many words that, woman, you're looking for Christ. Mm-hmm. Here I am.
Right.
You're looking for an answer. Here I am.
Yeah.
And for North Mississippi that was looking for an answer, here it is.
Right.
Through this man of God. He was the answer to, not just some, but all problems that you needed.
Amen.
I testified, I still tell people today, any problem that I encountered in my life, if I could get to Jesus' New Testament, everything would be all right. And that's the testament to come and see this man.
Amen.
God moved through this man's soul.
Yes, Lord.
God changed the lives of people's soul. That half of the story, we don't even have time. We talk about five. We need actually longer than that and talk about how great of a man Pastor Long not was, but is.
Amen.
Because his legacy shall live on forever.
That's right. Amen.
His testimony shall live on forever.
Yes.
The things that God has done here shall live on forever.
Yes.
Because of this man. For those that came and see the things that God used him for and that God did in his life. Pastor Long was a man of prayer.
Yes, yeah. He was.
We prayed always. Pastor Long was a man of faith. Pastor Long was a man of love.
Amen.
A man of strength.
Amen.
A man of character.
Yes.
A man of integrity.
Amen.
He was a giver.
Amen.
He loved his wife.
Amen.
He loved his children.
Amen.
Everyone he met. But he especially loved this church.
Yes.
He loved us in such a way. Humble yet. In such a way. That saints, we realize, sometimes even miss even more opportunities that God had for us through this man of God. I think back the situation with the woman at the well, she began to talk, and she said, she went to her friend, her family, come see a man that's told me everything about myself. Surely he must be the Christ. You know, and I wonder, because the Bible didn't really go much into it about that woman. Of her, she went out and she told him, but the true glory would have happened, I believe, had she returned herself again. Because you know the story. At the beginning, he's talking to her about rivers of living water, being saved, being forgiven, being changed. And she never once accepted that offer. She began to talk about other things. So Jesus would throw out something, she would throw back something. Jesus would give a scenario, she'd give him another scenario. He would tell her how it is, she'd throw back another question. I wonder how great of the glory would have been had she returned herself. That same man that she talked about, to find out how glorious he was for herself. Church, Pastor Long was just on the same line. He was so great. People, they would talk to him. They would hear him. They would see him and behold, but never had any clue the keys that he had entrusted in him. Amen. The glory and the power that God had entrusted in him. The Bible says faith is working by love. Pastor Long, in all of his love, I'm convinced the reason that love and the power of the miracles happened so much here, because of the love of the man of God. Amen. The reason that we saw the miracles and we still see the miracles that happened here is because of the man of God. Amen. The reason that your foundation, for those of you that have ever been here, grew up here, walked away from here, that you still even know about God, is because of the love of God from this man. Amen. He is a great man of God. Amen. He is a man worthy of double honor. He is a man that we thank God for the time that we share with him. Come and see this glorious man. About a month ago, and I shared this, and I'm coming to a close. About a month ago, looking and COVID began to hit this time and this area, and the Lord showed me a great figure dying. I saw heaven open up. I saw this person sitting. But God didn't. She didn't reveal to me who it was. And I began to pray. Naturally, at that time, I didn't understand what God was saying. Didn't know. I thought it was my mother. My mother at the time had COVID. And I prayed, Lord, don't take my mother from me. I'm being honest with you. Yeah. Lord, don't take my mother from me. And I got up and I left. I felt such a, it really even wasn't even a heaviness. Because what I saw was so glorious, I couldn't stand to be sad. The presence of God was so great and so mighty of how great of a patriarch Pastor Long was. It wasn't a sad occasion, even though I knew it symbolized the transition from here to there. And when I stand here today, so when I found out the news that Pastor Long had transitioned, I couldn't cry. My heart was overwhelmed with joy about what God had done for him. During the process of appreciation we had here a few months back, I stood here and I heard the Lord say to the people of God that he was going to make up for them all the things that happened in 2020. I heard him clear today. He was going to make up for those that were with him. He was going to make it up for those that were here. He said, I'm going to make it up to them for the things that they went through. And as I stand here today, for Pastor Long, he made it up. All the things that he went through, God made it up. All the crying and all the troubles and the heartbreak that he went through, God finally kept his word. He made it up. All the suffering and the sacrifices when you and I wouldn't act right and wouldn't come to church and talk about it and do all things. When we did all things, God decided, you know what? I'm going to make it up to him. Pastor Long is at peace. Pastor Long is in heaven. Pastor Long is at rest. Pastor Long is where we're aiming to be. What we're serving God for.
Pastor Long is in the place that you and I can only imagine. The peace of God. The joy of God. The rest of God. The happiness of God. He's where no more sorrow can afflict him. No more worry can impact him. No more praying would have to wonder about God winning anymore. It's finished. It's settled. It's blessed. And it's for everlasting. Pastor Lord has found peace in God. Family, I want to encourage us. It's going to be all right. As a matter of fact, it's already all right. God does not make mistakes. He knows exactly what he is doing. BK, Cameron, Kelly, Chris, elect lady, first lady. Where is Carla? There she is. Carla. Zion. Anybody else? I didn't. Let me see. Chris, you got anybody? Oh, okay. You got one? Amen. Help is on the way. No, I mean, Pastor Longley said he was a great man. He is a great man. Exemplified with a great man. Our cross is to now keep going and carry out the vision. There's still more.
Yes, sir.
There's still more. There's still things that we have to build up on. There's still things that we have to do. And I know Pastor Long would want us to go forward. I know he wouldn't want us to quit, because he wasn't a quitter.
Amen.
At times when he had served nobody show up, he still would show up faithfully. The man was not a quitter. The man was faithful over everything God placed in his hand. So he must do the same. The example that Pastor Long left for us, let us now pick up our cross. If we've been struggling and challenged with a man keeping and being faithful, let us now look at the example laid before us that God has so graciously given unto us. It is well, church. It is well. It is well.
Clap your hand for the word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They got me wiping off the mic like Mara said. I've had COVID, so. My antibody's still good, I hope. Glory to God. Come on. Are you living this life? Live again.